From North State Public Radio, I'm Evanora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, June 11th. A second week of severe heat is hitting the North State, but there are no statewide mandates that require municipalities to open cooling centers, and this has led to vastly different standards across the region. Shasta County's protocol states its health department will consider opening a cooling center when the combined air temperature and humidity levels reach over 110 degrees during the day and 80 degrees overnight for two consecutive days. The county also considers the number of heat-related illnesses and if there is a power outage. For Butte County, cities are left to decide for themselves when to open cooling centers. The city of Chico says it considers opening a cooling center when temperatures remain above 100 degrees for several consecutive days without rain. Oroville relies on local organizations to decide for themselves if they will open a cooling center. Many municipalities across the North State also rely on libraries and other public facilities to provide air-conditioned spaces for residents. However, these spaces often suffer from a lack of funding and aren't always open every day. As of now, no cooling centers are open in Chico or Shasta County. And as temperatures rise for the summer, the city of Chico is searching for a long-term service provider for cooling centers during extreme weather. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
The city's existing contract with the nonprofit Safe Space expires in mid-July. The city opened applications for organizations to apply to fill the role moving forward. Safe Space doesn't currently have the resources to host a cooling center. Its executive director told NSPR it usually works with churches who offer their space, but many opted not to partner with the organization this season. The organization said its lack of a dedicated building is a barrier to providing services. Instead, it plans to distribute ice and hydration supplies via its street outreach team on hot days. Safe Space still applied for the city's contract to provide cooling and warming centers, and says it is working to secure a permanent building. According to the city's website, the bid for contractors closed on Friday. It is seeking to partner with an organization for a three-year term. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
A new report found that several counties in California are the most disaster-prone in the nation. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, the report from ClaimGuard found that Los Angeles topped the list, followed by Riverside and San Bernardino. The study used data from decades of state and federal disaster declarations to rank each county and assign an index score from 1 to 100. Los Angeles was given a score of 100 for disaster risk. Several North State counties were assigned high index scores for risk as well. Butte County received a score of around 97, which is considered relatively high. Sutter County also received a relatively high score. And in similar news, weather forecasters are warning of an increased risk for heat-related illnesses in Northern California over the next 3 days, for anyone without air conditioning, as well as for pets and livestock.
Temperatures are going to be unseasonably hot for a good portion of the valley.
Sarah Perdue is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. The agency has issued a heat advisory for the Sacramento region and an excessive heat warning for areas north of Yuba City starting today and ending Wednesday night. A high-pressure system will cause temperatures to be 10 to 20 degrees higher than normal. But Purdue says gusty conditions that can help spread wildfire are not expected.
Winds generally through the end of the week will be fairly calm. We are looking at a potential wind event over the weekend, but for this week, it should generally be fairly calm winds.
Today's highs in Chico and Redding are expected to reach 105 degrees, followed by cooler weather on Wednesday. Also, the Plumas County Board of Supervisors will hold a meeting next Tuesday to take public comments on its proposed budget. According to the Plumas Sun, the board will vote on the final budget for the next fiscal year at the end of this month. Changes to the budget include allocating Dixie Fire relief funds to hire a long-term recovery coordinator and reducing the number of Board of Supervisors meetings to save staff costs. The proposed budget amounts to approximately $140 million. And finally, the site's reservoir has cleared a major legal hurdle, bringing it closer to becoming a reality decades after it was first proposed. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
A lawsuit brought by environmental groups was dismissed by a Yolo County judge, allowing the site's reservoir project to move forward. The $4.5 billion project is planned near Maxwell in Colusa County. Governor Gavin Newsom praised the decision in a press release Tuesday. State officials said the reservoir could hold enough water to supply 3 million households every year. The reservoir is designed to capture rain and snow runoff and would also draw excess water from the Sacramento River in extremely wet years. Advocates have long argued that the state needs more water capacity. They claim that the reservoir's design provides adequate environmental protection. Environmental groups who filed the lawsuit against the project said it could harm struggling fish populations. The site's reservoir project authority says construction could begin in the next 2 years if all remaining permits are approved. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, June 11th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.